they can't be caught.
They need to be caught.
I'll go ahead and call this February 12, 2020 regular session meeting to order. Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Here.
Commissioner Day?
Here.
Commissioner Robertson?
Here. We'll all rise for the pledge. It was followed by prayer by Pastor Ken Harbaugh of Covenant Peace International.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. It declares in the book of 1 Timothy, first of all, prayer, supplication, intercession, and giving us thanks. I like especially the giving us thanks for all men, for those that are in authority, for kings, for rulers. Father, we don't have kings in this country, but we have presidents, we have vice presidents, and we have to pray for the departments from the federal level to the state level to the local level, the judicial system, the legislature. Father, I pray in this room today there's going to be decisions made, there's going to be things heard, things presented. And we ask for your wisdom, not only for wisdom, but we ask for hearts of understanding. Father, I just decree in the name of Jesus, your blessing, for your hand to rest upon this chamber, and may we please you, and may we stay dear to you and on your side. I declare a blessed in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Ken.
Thanks, Kim.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm a slave for the fun.
Yeah.
You're the only one that thinks it's fun.
I laid the foundation to let you guys enjoy it.
That's right.
You lit the fire, we'll throw the wood on it.
All right, today we have public comments.
You might pray more seriously if you stay a while.
Approval of minutes, financial considerations, agreements and contracts, travel requests, approval of vouchers, meetings. We have 9:30 auditor's monthly financial report, 10 a.m. landfill recycling and sewer district monthly meeting, 10:30 a.m. Marty Votel legal issues, 11 a.m. landfill quarterly tour. Kim, are there any additional items?
Not at this time.
All right. So at this time, I will open up for public comment.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jared Wick. I live in I got a copy yesterday from the Ohio EPA. The industrial compliance people also sent a notice of that violation on the 6th of January. As you see there, Denise, the Ohio EPA made two visits to the trailer park concerning the complaint I filed. Back in June of 2018, the letter, Mr. Esselheim was supposed to fill in the ditches out there, the trenches he dug so the sewage could flow. This morning, I don't have the pictures I haven't developed yet, but there's tape up around the swamp, the sewage swamp. Now there's about a 12-inch, two 12-inch ditches. He's draining all this off into the county ditches. So I bring this to your attention because, first of all, the high EPA might have an opinion about that. But the kickoff meeting Monday with CDM, did you notice a topic that any construction project starts? You know the topic they didn't bring up? EPA environmental study.
Oh, right.
So, I'm not a lawyer, so this is free legal advice.
Oh, thanks.
But I suggest the commissioners hire or retain an outside counsel. And if the CDM comes back and says they got to do an impact environmental impact study, that's when you file a lawsuit against the Ohio EPA. They can't have it both ways. They can't be creating the problem and then tell you to pay money to study the problem. That's something to think about, because when the next meeting we have, I am going to ask these gentlemen about environmental impact. Because you know there's one in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This all started back in November of 2009 with EPA and the Public County Board of Health. And it's in the paper. It's in documents. And Gary Walker told me himself he was with the EPA when they started this. So tell the commissioners about this coming? It's done. I mean, this started in secrecy, it developed in secrecy, and then, I'm serious. If they come in here and tell they got to do an EPA environmental impact study, the top of your heads ought to go off. Because the plan you get.
So we're paying them on both sides.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the ultimate double dipping. And we're paying for it. And who paid for this? This feasibility study that was given to you guys in 2015. There's no county money involved now.
We got a grant from Dayton Development.
MVRPC.
Okay, so this plan here is kind of out the window. We were starting over, right?
Well, that was a feasibility study, and it was very like high level, 30,000 foot view of the options. This is what we're doing now is down to where pipes will go and how much things will actually cost. Although I did appreciate Rodney's point of the rock that we will be dealing with.
Well, you're absolutely right. That was a good point. And that being said, what I'm concerned about is they develop this estimate. And to Rob's point, if when they come to a point in the design, if they pick the cheapest solution all through this project, and when they get out there and they start digging, then even though the man said that they want to keep change orders to minimum, I know, Chris knows too, in construction, that's where construction comes from, on the change orders. So they may come in and let's say they come in at $10 million. Well, if they're coming in and they pick the cheapest option all the way and they start a project, this could bloom into $15-16 million. Easy. 30-35% over. So, my main point today was if they want an environmental impact study, that's when you need to file a lawsuit. And then all this comes out. Because we're running a scam. I said for 3 years we're running a scam. And that will be the icing on the cake. So, you know how many homes were involved in this for the original studies? I mean, was it close to 500?
It was like a 260 and a 320.
And then there was a 193. There's been lots of numbers.
Yeah, the figure they mentioned Monday was 286.
261. 262. 262.
I can't even get the number right.
I remember 261.
I don't know.
It's 262. Well, I got 268. You're saying it's 261.
261 is what I got wrote down from our meeting. Yeah.
Their thoughts are that we will get, for construction, we will get grants, even though they're telling us that they don't care if we have funding or not. Their assumptions are that there will be grants, a couple million from EPA, a couple million from any program that might be there to offset some of that cost.
Well, you know, grants are nothing more than money.
I know, out of your other pocket. I know.
Okay.
I know that.
And then some of my research this plan, they want to charge $10,000 per property owner to decommission a subject tank.
That number does sound familiar from.
Yeah, and it was in the newspaper about that.
It was a guesstimate, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what the U.S. average cost of decommissioning the septic system is?
No.
Between $500 and
$1,000. Oh.
This plan here, the homeowner should have the
option. Maybe they're wanting the EPA to do it and it's going to cost
you. Well, no, they can't make any money if they let us do it.
I believe that $10,000 was the decommission of the old system and the installation of the new one. Running the pipe to the house. The tapping in.
Everything on that property is what that included.
That's the tap fee.
The tap fee and the construction fee.
That's a ridiculous price. $10,000?
Well, they probably, I would probably be guessed, they guessed high.
They're not going to come down.
I don't know.
So you're saying that $10,000, so the phrase decommission the septic system is destroying the septic system, fill it full of gravel, and run the line out and tie it in. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was the initial conversation.
All right. I'll check into that.
And my understanding was, wouldn't the individual homeowners get to pick who they want? I mean, they're not saying use this company and pay $10,000. You just got to get the pipe ran to your house correctly.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, I've run a bunch of pipe. I don't have a problem hooking that up, and I can fill it full of gravel.
So basically, once it's in the ground, if the system is there, then it's up to the private property owner to. Will pay the tap-in fee, but then to run the pipe from their house to
the
system?
They have the ability to pick whoever they want to do it themselves.
Oh, okay, so the $10,000 that they were bouncing around, that is a guesstimation where that's what I include, that would be my cost. I'm not paying somebody to do it. I mean, I probably will, but I'm saying the sewer line's either behind my house or in front of it. It's my responsibility to decommission the septic system.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do my own contracting on it.
That's my understanding.
Well, see, I was under the impression that we had no say in it.
Well, and the other thing, too, Jerry, some people may have to go out and back and into the house. Some people, I mean, I think it's just a guess.
Well, I think once they get into this and they start looking at some of these houses, I mean, it's going to be.
Isn't that cost, though, something that was put in there to capture the total cost of the project? It's
mm-hmm.
not something that we're paying. Contractor to do, or the engineer to come up with plans for each individual one.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a cost that they put in there as to what it would cost for the total project to be done.
So, including everyone's cost.
Because otherwise it'd be a hidden charge.
It's
not something that the county's going
to
be responsible for or anything like that, but when you're giving the total cost to the state or the funding places, they want to know that total project cost.
Okay.
That makes sense. And some of the projects have included that the county would get a price from a contractor if people didn't have the means to do it. Okay, here's
right.
a contractor's price, and you can go shop yourself.
Okay. So and then
because it will have to be done.
Well, I understand. We're not going to get compensated for the government destroying our private property. I'm not getting into that. Fourth Amendment, Constitution, read it, guys.
Yep.
By law, they're supposed to compensate you for if they take your personal property, they're supposed to compensate you for it.
But they're not taking your property.
All the contrary. That's a debatable topic. We're going to agree to disagree, Chris.
I'm just saying they're not taking it.
They're offering you a service and then forcing you to use
boy.
It.
Oh, boy. I feel so nice and warm now. Yeah. Remember what I told you about what Ronald Reagan said? Words that scared him? I'm with the government. I hear that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry. Any more public comment?
I love the fact that I'm bringing you a problem that's a lot simpler than Jerry is bringing you.
Everything.
When I was here last week, I learned that when I send you emails in your official capacity as commissioners, they don't go into the public record. So all I'm here is...
No, they do.
They do?
They're not read into the public record.
No, they're not read.
They are a public record. So what yours, everything is public record. She's saying it's not read into the record.
Yeah. Okay,
like
I'm going to read it into the record.
There we go. There
we don't accept all of our emails into the record through the through our day.
Unless there are times when you can send something to us as a board and then request that it be read into the record.
Okay, I'll remember that next time. Anyway, this is my email that I sent to you on January 22nd after we had had some other advocates for the Art Association here. Dear commissioners, thank you for listening carefully today to the advocates who spoke on behalf of the Preble County Art Association. Each recognizes that the original lease between the commissioners of 1990 and the Art Center representatives of 1990 is fairly specific. That does not mean that we cannot work together to determine how best to serve the county going forward in 2020 and beyond. As a member of the PCAA board, I'm committed to honoring the founders of the Art Center, and I am committed to honoring the present and the future with appropriate actions to ensure the best for Preble County. Our board has presented several options to you to consider as follows. One, the commissioners purchased from the PCAA the land improvements, the building and parking lot, thus enabling the commissioners to A, use the improvements for any county agency, or two, auction the complete package of land and building improvements at market rates. Second option would be to put the land only up for auction with the provision that PCAA maintains ownership of the land improvements, the building and parking lot. Note that this option was nearly agreed to in the summer of 2019. And three, rewrite the lease agreement, enabling the PCAA to sublet the building and or develop alternative uses. As always, I look forward to our continuing conversations as quickly as possible. Sincerely, Jean Bissell. Since the time that I wrote this letter, which seems a lot longer ago than 3 weeks or 2 weeks, we have had three different inquiries about the sale of the building. We actually have a written bid on the building, and we've had, which is from a nonprofit organization, and we've had another nonprofit inquire, and we've had a for-profit inquire. So we do believe that there is a market for this particular building. Since then, we have also sent you a letter requesting your prosecutor's opinion about what options you have in regard to our lease. And we really hope that you will share that document with us so that we can have full transparency and negotiate openly and honestly with you. So that's my presentation for today, and I appreciate, as always, your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So just a question for the future, because I talked to Gene. So if somebody emails us a letter and says they want read into, we've never had that done before that I'm aware of. Have you ever, Kim? Mm-hmm. So if they want that done, because this is news to me, I always thought we had to sign a letter and we would read it into the record, note receipt. So we can note receipt emails that are not signed and that it's just share this, read this into the record, just for future reference, because I don't want
to
give Gene's. Right, but I'm saying.
Public record because it's
but if they ask, if
whether
they ask.
Whether it needs to go into your journal.
Okay.
But if someone asks, to have it read in the record, it would be up to us if we do that or not.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. That's what I just wanted to share with Gene. If you email us a letter, it's probably different than just an email, I would think. But we usually, read, note receipt. That's what I think.
And saying, read in the record, we'd be sitting here all day.
Also, that I may send emails in part to, I don't remember what emails I have for each of you, but they may not be your official county commissioner emails, which also might make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That does make a difference.
I would just suggest in the future, if you want to submit a letter, just something and sign it and hand it to the girl. And we'll be happy to read in the record, but. If somebody gets on an email thread and puts at the bottom they want this read into record, they can sit here all day long.
Exactly. And that's why I came today.
No, I think that's great.
For us to
I mean, I don't have a problem with doing this, but I can see where this could be starting a huge issue for us because somebody just wanted to be snide.
I just didn't want you to think I was misleading you because we've never had an email that we've read into the record. Sorry about that.
I just know I get so many email threads that go on forever.
We all do. And some of them are not really appropriate for
being read into the record.
Or even anybody to read it.
Like I said, I don't have a problem with this, but I think the proper way to do it would be to submit it out here. And typically, it would be nice to put signatures on this because we also get some that. No, you're fine. I'm just saying the future. Because you know where we're coming from on that. And unfortunately, it's very easy to, I call it the Oz syndrome, hide behind the screen.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Harold, she wake you up this early to come down here?
Early.
He volunteered.
You go get breakfast out of it?
I was going to say, he's already made breakfast, I bet.
We'll negotiate for lunch then.
I usually fix lunch too. I usually do all the cooking.
I know you do.
All right, well, thank you.
Looks so good.
Thank you. Great. Okay, so at this time, I want to accept an approval of the minutes.
Moved to note receipt of and so approval by signing the journalization and note receipt of the CD recordization, both as the official minutes for the February 10th. 2020 regular session meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, you call the roll.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Financial considerations, accept a motion to approve Resolution 139, authorized payment, CSEA, $5,005.39. Children's Services, $112,258.92 and $24,800.
Move to approve Resolution 139.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 140, reference moral obligation, help me grow.
Move to approve Resolution 140.
Second.
From help me grow to Preble County Board of DD, $2,620.94. Further discussion? Can we call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 141, reference transfer of funds, DRETAC, treasurer.
Move to approve Resolution 141.
Second.
From DRETAC, treasurer line item advertising, a debit of $23.14 to DRETAC, treasurer line item workers' comp, a credit of $23.14. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 142, reference authorized expenditure, $19,963.20 for the purchase of SA pave prep and geotech for various bridge decks and roads. Engineer.
Move to approve Resolution 142.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 143, reference authorized expenditure, $23,747.67, the purchase and installation of an engine for the roll-off truck landfill.
Approve Resolution 143.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Agreements and contracts. I'll accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement reference hearing test agreement with industrial health test. Engineer, $850. Landfill, $490.
Move to note receipt evidence to approve by signing agreement.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference 2020 aggregate agreement with Morrow Gravel Company doing business as Walls Materials. $10,000 engineer.
Move to note receipt, approve by signing an agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment. Reference amendment to the radio maintenance agreement with PNR Communications. Extend an additional 2 years. Sheriff, $19,024.08. And dog warden, $192.
Move to note receipt evidence to approve by signing the amendment.
Sorry.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference FY20 yard waste recycling agreement with Miami Valley Outdoor Products. $8,000 recycling.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference plan maintenance service agreement with Mechanical Systems of Dayton. $7,745, Sheriff.
Move to note receipt evidence to approve by signing the agreement.
Sorry.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve the following travel requests. Resolution 144, Beth Wright Recycling has requested permission to attend the first of a series of Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission Sustainable Roundtable meetings, which will be held March 11th, 2020. Don't see a cost. I'm guessing there's no cost to the county. Okay, no cost to the county. Resolution 147. Jared Buckley, Sheriff FOJ, Corrections Officer Jared Buckley, has requested permission to attend the Corrections Basic Training in Xenia, Ohio, April 14th to May 8th. Cost not to exceed $1,305. Resolution 148, Thomas Shawley, Sheriff FOJ, has requested permission to attend the first line supervision in Xenia, Ohio, March 16th to March 20th, 2020. Cost not to exceed $625. And Resolution 149, Miranda Moses, Sheriff FOJ, has requested permission to attend the Corrections Basic Training in Xenia, Ohio, April 14th to May 8th, 2020. Cost not to exceed $1,305.
Move to approve Resolution 144, 147, 148, 149.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I will accept motion to approve vouchers.
Move to note receipt evidence to approve by signing the vouchers as submitted by our amazing auditor on February
14th,
2020. Sorry. I didn't say that just because you were in here.
Further discussion? Yeah, he always says that. Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Is one of these pretty good, Lisa?
I will expect Joe to have them to us on Thursday, so hopefully, depending on how many invoices there are, we'll either have them ready for you at, you know, towards the end of the day on Thursday or Friday morning.
I'm going to be able to, I got to go to the phone this Friday, you know, that's the only reason I'm asking.
I will be available to sign vouchers.
Thursday I will be.
Well, and yeah, if they're done, if you want to get them done early, just text us when they're done.
Yeah, just trying to make sure.
I could stop in probably 7:30 Friday morning if they're done late Thursday, but.
Okay. Right. So at this time we have an auditor. Oh, I'm sorry. Call the roll. So sorry.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Now we can meet with our auditor.
Good morning.
Our wonderful auditor, is that what you said?
Amazing. Well, thank you. Passing the names out for me. Did you take mine? Or did I get mine away?
You get original?
No, sure. Or did I give you mine? This is LaVon's copy of it. Sorry. Hi. Is your special? I love the upstairs. It's okay. I usually write notes in case you have questions or I have little extra things. Yeah. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good. So today is February 12th. And we are talking about the monthly financial report for January 2020. During the month of January, the general fund receipts totaled $867,546.74. Sales tax revenue for January was $478,369.25, and that was from the November sales. Local taxation, $24,400. Charges for services, a little over $60,000. Interest, $78,200. Fines and forfeitures, $2,500, about $2,600. And casino tax was $122,557.33. One note, conveyance is $8,119.60, and there were no expenditures for the month. January fund disbursements was $837,351.12. Salaries, Medicare, PERS for January was $589,769.32. Transfers for the month was $30,055, and that was for soil and water at $30,000 and task for $55. Expenditures, again, for the following supplies. These are just a few of the expenditures. Supplies, $12,244.07. Health insurance, $94,827.30. Contracted services, $66,514.31. Utilities, $89,75.46. Training, travel, advertising, and printing, and other expenses. I added them all together because there was just so little. $16,131.53. Membership dues came in at $17,471.10. We began 2020 with a cash balance of, I don't know that you guys have gotten this from me yet, $6,038,379.76. Ended the month of January with $6,068,575.38. Comparison, general fund for receipts for January was down by $132,872.06. Sales tax was up $31,943.33. Charges for services was down. That's one of the causes there, $31,117. And interest was up for $43,724. When you look at the comparison, we'll wait until we get to the next page, but one of the reasons why the receipts were down was because you had a big advance that was paid back last year during this month.
I don't know if you have this number with you, but do you know where our general fund began at 2019? So we can actually compare your difference.
Yeah, is it in here?
I didn't know. I just didn't know. Just to see where we were at.
$5,222,821.98 was the beginning balance of 2019, and we began this year at $6,038,379.76.
Where is that?
Right here.
Oh.
You see where it says beginning balance right here, Denise? Because there's 2019's beginning balance, and this is 2020's beginning balance.
Where's the 2019 beginning balance?
No, that's your beginning balance. You'll see this beginning balance right here. Chris, down here at the bottom, the second one from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
That beginning balance never changes for the entire year. You'll be able to see that every month. You'll see it'll be five. That you'll see that all year long on the same report here.
I would like to give President Trump this new
Congress.
When I think of the rare, I mean, that's where we've said last year that our general fund balance is continuing to increase.
Yes.
I mean, we're up $800,000, which is the number we said all last year.
Right.
Going down, our general fund's not going down, it's going up.
Right. On this report, that's what your funds, yes. Expenditures for January were less than what they were in 2019 by $146,205.87. Supplies were down by $4,400. Contracted services were down by $84,000. So that's a significant number, too, and I'm not quite sure what the reason that was for, but contracted services were down by $84,000 in January. I don't know why. Other expenses, they were up a little bit, and equipment was down, but we didn't buy any equipment last year at this time, so. I thought so, too.
$84,000?
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I didn't know what was going on.
So contracted services would just be,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's so low. Unless, maybe some of that would be because of me, because I don't have, I mean, I do take, I don't know.
And do have some more that mean
everybody contributes to
it. January.
Which
that sounds about right for them, too.
Did the sheriff's office?
Could be, well, they would be that other contract services, but you had Zerker ongoing last year, so the sheriff would have payments.
Right, so I was going to say, the sheriff's office maybe have some. Other than that, it looks like our revenues were down this month, but we can contribute that to the advance. The expenditures are definitely down. Other than that, I don't see anything but good things. Of course, I say this every month, but Brenda's interest is still keeping up with this year it was $47,000. Last year it was, let's see here, let me take a line here. What was it last year? Interest.
Seems like sales taxes stay up too.
Interest for the month was $78,000.
So that's almost double then.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that right? I have that wrong on the report then, don't I? What do I have interest on the report? Oh, it's up by $43,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it started at 84.
Yeah, so she pulled in $78,000 in her interest line this year. It's insane. I've never seen that number. Never seen that. So, yeah. Yeah, my report's on. I know, I thought so too. But that's what the number's pulled in.
Yeah, you were around 800,000,
wasn't
you, back in
08? That's what I'm saying. That's what the numbers were in 08, because they weren't in
09. Right.
I can tell you that.
Well, you know, having said that, you know, if we are heading down, we're okay. We're not sitting on what we have, $90,000 in our general fund when we were headed down. We're not there. We're over $6 million.
Would there be 2 months reflected in that money?
No. We split that out. When we rolled over in December, you don't have December. It's completely split out now. Which I like.
Sometimes that in the past that happened.
Yeah. No.
Time
no.
More accurate.
No, we are
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Take care.
You're more than welcome. Anytime you have good news.
Second.
Would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creed?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Move to exit executive session. We're discussing compensation of county employees with no action taken.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creed?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Then I have supplemental appropriation 138-20-190. Appropriation of $19,317.37 to the GAL program.
Move to not receive the letter.
It's a resolution 138.
Oh. Move to approve resolution 138. Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
I have a letter from juvenile court concerning the hire of a part-time CASA volunteer coordinator for the court, juvenile court. It would be Wendy Aker. She'll be working part-time at 15 hours a week. Her rate of pay is $20 per hour. She'll be paid from the CASA fund, from salary. Her PERS, Medicare, and workers' comp will also be paid from the CASA fund. And her start date was February 11th.
Second.
Further discussion?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Okay. We have it there. We have a letter that we received from Open Road Renewables. The Alamo Solar Project, the drainage and tile mapping. They're requesting that if we are aware of any tiles on the property that they send us a map on it that we own, it's out in the field. They would like for us to show where the tiles are. They're beginning to work on their drainage and stuff for the Alamo project, and it will help them to know where tiles are. So they have an idea of how the drainage flows and that they don't get into it. I don't think this is close to where they're going to be doing any digging, but it kind of gives them an idea of what might be headed their way. And also to have a release form for soil and water for them to be able to talk to Open Roads about any of their ditches that they have on our property.
Do we have any history of tile installation or maintenance on our properties?
It just so happens that this one piece of property is the one where Mr. Mitchell recently redid some of the tiles.
The new stuff. I'm talking the old stuff. do that in one motion?
Move to never see the letter.
Second?
Can we call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
We're going to move to authorize the president to sign the information release request on files on our property so that they can review those and come up with appropriate action.
Second?
Further discussion? Can you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Well, here's the guy that asked about county tiles on that property. Pretty sure we don't have any.
Good morning, Kia.
Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. This is my bud digit.
Okay. Not exactly where I came prepared to talk about, but.
Well, this is a pretty.
I'll send you a copy if you'd like.
Okay.
Well,
just give me an opportunity to look at it and.
Here, it's just.
Have it in the inventory for you.
I think we have music.
The only one that she did get definite was tracked down with them being on spring break that they wouldn't be able to participate in it. She's getting presentations scheduled for recycling in the schools, really focusing on the month of April, with Earth Day, and she has presentations scheduled in different schools every day, the week of Earth Day, and then an additional one after. So she's has six of them for the month of April. Mind About Outdoor, you guys head down there to Monday, Eagle Fence, pretty much any time of the National Trail to get that going. Really the big thing now is working on the assessments for 2020 to be certified on 2021 taxes. In March, she's been invited to a roundtable with NVRPC for sustainability of other solid waste districts. So she's getting a presentation ready for that also. A couple other things, just kind of side notes on her report was we've been working with a tire company out of Grove City. Liberty Tire. Runke is now in that business as well, so looking at having another option and see what they offer and the cost of it, if it may be something that would make sense for future to change vendors as a cost savings. Silfex has got a tremendous amount of packaging plastics, like the shrink wraps and the padding with parts that come in, and they're interested in how to recycle that. They're wanting to come down and basically do a waste audit to see what exactly the composition is to recycle that. I think Beth has got them kind of in touch with a company called Industrial Recyclers out of Sydney. They specialize more in industrial plastic recycling. So that's the other project she's got going on right now. Any solid waste questions?
Is there a Facebook page for this trash bash or anything like that that we can start sharing?
I don't mean.
I should email her. I'll email her.
Yeah, because I don't believe that there's a Facebook page.
Because I would think that it had its own individual. But I'll ask her.
Okay.
And just, if it falls flat this year, maybe we can make some changes and adjust for next year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, one way or the other, we'll figure out a way to get it off the ground.
Okay.
On to the landfill side of things, we'll start with the sewer districts. Get the easy shit out of the way first. Three no issues with the plant for January. Six, we had the kickoff meeting on Monday with CDM Smith to get that thing started. Back up to Sewer District 2, there's no issues with the plant, but we're having an issue with the line. There was a property owner that called and complained about backups in his, on him in his basement. So we went up, we cambered the line, make sure to figure out where it was. It wasn't on us. He was wanting us to pay the cost for his plumber. When we ran the line, we ran the main from the lamppost by Lewisburg Road, which is the furthest west set of houses, that back main, and started his clean out, ran back. There was a little bit, it wasn't anything that was really that alarming. It was a little bit of settlement with the joints. We ran through the main, and there was a big blockage, a lot of wipes of some type.
Same thing we had before.
Yes, but the issue with that, we found those in the main upstream of his tie-in. So we determined that, the only logical cause was that separation of that joint in his line, even though it didn't look that significant, that it was the only thing that could have been causing that if something got lodged in there or turned. So he made repairs on it and had issues again, and we took the water truck out a second time and flushed out those wires. The next step is to talk to the property owner next door. But we're talking the 6-inch line had 5 foot worth of something just in it.
Do you think it's coming from that house? I mean, you can probably narrow it down to...
Well, you can narrow it down, but the question is how they're getting in there. Because if somebody puts... Well, the problem is they're upstream of any of the connections. So there's going to make... It doesn't logically make sense other than stuff getting shoved down that lamppost because there's no water pushing it down. There's no laterals connected upstream from that, because if you're looking at this being the lateral, here's the last house on it, the northernmost house. These wires are coming in up here, and the only access point is this lamppost that would be up there. So and even if you would try to consider that, say, one of these houses has been flushing these to get enough pressure to float it back upstream, they would have issues of their own on their properties before it would even be able to kind of float that the other direction. So
there's no one's had any problem with the main just flows with that.
No, Jeff said he's found them. And they've made their way to the plant, but this was the first we found them actually upstream. upstream of any connections to the plant or to the main line for it. So.
Yeah, before you, we had letters sent out, examples that they could see. I mean, it was an issue.
Yeah, now it is too, and. Easy to get out.
That'd be on purpose.
Okay. So after 1 month in the books, the indicators are the right direction. On those two, out-of-county waste, 70 tons in the month of January, and predominantly Barber County, is where that came from. And then our aging reports, pretty much the same as we discussed last month, and we're working to get something together for changing that language as far as those fees.
Did we decide
68? If we threw out as high as 90 on it, but it's still the same names as last month. So then for new business, just a couple things. The additional farm ground for covered soils, I've got with Kim, it's been out there, we've marked it. In the area south of the landfill where we had the dirt pile, we're still kind of in a holding pattern to see what we can put back after we get that cleaned up and seeded. So that may be a last minute thing to add to that for this commission.
And we probably want to make that area as small as possible. The amount that we're maintaining.
I mean, it's just more grass and mow for us. I mean, it's not like you guys are going to really have any winter falls from the rent off of that area.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at it from the rent standpoint. I was looking at it from the maintenance standpoint. Sure. All right.
Thank you.
No, in your packet of stuff, you have another letter that came in about the Art Association. It's been kind of back to the other. So you get a letter, I'll make you aware of it, doesn't necessarily mean it.
Right.
So, in fact, I have the resolution here, but I want to go out and check it out. Too late before we move forward on this one.
Okay, so.
Don't mind recessing for just a short while.
No, that's fine.
So we got Marty coming at 10:30, correct?
Go ahead.
Move to enter into executive session, discuss pending litigation, possible pending litigation with Marty as well.
Second.
I want to shake your hand, but my pen is blown down, seriously. Yeah, long business.
Hey, that one I have.
I really like these round pens.
You'll call, did anybody call her?
One takes it this way.
Oh, it's good.
Commissioner Day.
That's your own risk.
Commissioner Creech.
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson.
Yes.
Did I suggest your new Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Are we running late, bro?
Thanks. What do you guys got going on your, rest of your day here?
Mandeville.
It's pretty awesome, Marty. Yeah, I'll be right there. Second.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Kim, is there anything else?
I had something to.
Okay.
Turns out for all that concern about what needed to be done, I just need a approval of resolution 145-20-190, supplemental appropriation for the special projects fund for magistrate fund 129-129, $350 into workers' compensation.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Any further? Chris, you have anything?
I do not.
Accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Does anybody have a sticky note or a piece of paper I can write?